Let's do another sugya in the topic of Mizbeach Mekadosh. A few more on this topic, but we'll do one this week, then take a break for Pesach. Next week is the Chasna, then it's Pesach. So after Yom Tov we'll continue. But this is introducing a new concept in Mizbeach Mekadosh. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Hanegeya b'Mizbeach, Ein Li Ela Mizbeach. If something touches the Mizbeach, then the halacha is, the Mizbeach is Mekadosh it, and it's Olu LaYerdu. If it goes up in the Mizbeach, it touches the Mizbeach, then you don't take it down. Not only if it goes on the Mizbeach, Hanegeya b'Mizbeach. Ein Li Ela Mizbeach. Kevesh minayin, how do I know even on the ramp? Tamud lo me'esa mizbeach. Kli shoreis minayin. If it goes into a kli shoreis, how do I know that the halacha is that you have to put it on a mizbeach and im olur yerdu, tamud lo ma, kol anogea behem yigdosh. In other words, whatever touches them, even the kli shoreis, becomes kodesh. Says the Gemara, Boim minei Rishlokish and Rabbi Yechanon. So Rabbi Yechanon asked the question to Rabbi Yechanon. Kli shoreis, mahu sheyikachu es apsulin. What's halacha? Will a kli shoreis be mekadesh the psulin? What does that mean? It says Rashi, Hu savu le'inyan pidyon kami boile. Kigoy mincha tmeyo shekitsha b'kli shoreis. If you have a mincha that became tamei, that went into the kli shoreis. Mi kotcha kdusha saguf v'loi nafke luhu lechulin de kitcha kli afa pishi tmeo. In other words, do we say that it has kdusha saguf because even though it's tomei, nevertheless the kli shoreis was mekadesh this mincha afa pishi tmeo or loi kitcha utanana mincha zan esochem et sidmu yesh lem pidyoin but v'mishkidesh b'kli nitmu ein lem pidyoin. So therefore, if it goes into the keli and then it becomes Tomei, then it's already Ein Lehem Pidyon. So how about if it becomes Tomei before it hits the Keli? Before it hits the Mincha, if it becomes Tomei, is the Kli Shoreis Mekadesh this Mincha Tmeya that Ein Lehem Pidyon, and that means it's the Kedusha Zaguf. She tells him, Amaleti Nisua, Kishem Sham Izbeach Vakeves Mekachin Saroy Lehen, Kach Keli Mekachin. To Nisua, the Mekachin Ein Lehem Pidyon, clearly. It's Mekadesh it. So he tells him, no, different question I'm asking you. The question Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yechanan was, Amalei, Lechatchilo likorev komi boili, says Rashi, V'loi le'inyon pidyon. In other words, if some dam, blood, which is Tomei, and gets accepted in a Kli Shoreis, do we say the Kli Shoreis, just like the Mizbeach is Mekadesh, the Bosar, that goes on the Mizbeach, im olu lo yerdu, so too do we say that if dam posul goes into a kli shoreis, do I say that a kli shoreis is mekadesh that dam, that you have to throw it on the Mizbeach?
Why
doesn't
it become a
kli shoreis? Kli shoreis? Amalei, l'chatchile likorev komi boili. That's the question.
The mechanics.
I know, because kli shoreis is mekadesh it. Happens first, I guess. That's my question. That was Reb Shlokish question to Reb Yechanan. Similar to Mizbeach, that's Mekadesh, Dovar, which is Tomei, for example, correct? We have that. Or something which was Damos Nizrak Shalalish Manoi. But nevertheless, the Evarim that go on in Mizbeach, Mizbeach is Mekadesh, the Molala Yehudu. Same question, Reb Shlokish asked Reb Yechanan. Get my pidyon. If you have a kli shoreis that's mekadesh something, do we say even something which is posel and cannot be thrown on the mizbeach? Do I say that a kli shoreis is mekadesh it lechatchila likorev to throw the dam on the mizbeach? So the Gemara answers. Reb Yochanan answered him. Hanami tinino. We learned that shekiblu psulin v'zoku es domoi. In other words, the halacha is that if psulim did the Kabbalah and they did the Zrika as well, so then the halacha is im ala layeret. If the emurim or the basa went on to the mizbeach, then layeret. So the Gemara makes a diik. Shekiblu psulim v'zoku is domoi. My love, shekiblu psulim v'zoku psulim. In other words, the psulim were makabalit, the tomei was makabalit, and then the zar was makabalit, and then the zar made a zrika. And there the halacha is, im ala lo yered. If the basar, the murim, went on the mizbeach, you don't take it down. Masha enkein, if it's just kiblu psulim, and zarku ksherim, then the fact that the psulim made a kabbalah, then even lechatchila, you can throw the dam, and you can burn the basar. In other words, ala lo yered is b'dievet. So if the basar went up, lo yered. When is that? If both were done by the psulim, the kabbalah and the zrika were done by the psulim, then if the basar went up, lo yered. But if the Rabbi Yochanan tells him, but if the kabbalah alone was done by the psulim, and then the kasher threw it, then the basar lechatchila can go up. Why? Because if the kabbalah was done by psulim, kli shores mekadesh likarev. So then the kabbalah was done by psulim, it doesn't make a difference. At the end of the day, kli shores is mekabel that dam, and therefore it's mekadesh that dam. You can lechatchila throw that dam, and lechatchila you can continue with the carbon. So what do we see? That kli shores is mekadesh even likarev. That's what Rashi says. Look in Rashi. My love, shekiblu psulim v'hodah zoku psulim, v'lomu li zoku, mikabola ifsilila, ilav lashmin, and time it is zoku psulim, hu da'ave v'orim b'teresim ole yeldu, ulechatchila lo yalu, did the apostle boss b'zrika psulim, ha zoku ksheirim, but if the kabbalah was done with psulim, and then the kosher threw the dam, lechatchila nama ya nami yalu evorim, the zrika ma'al yehu, it's a good zrika. Va'afagab the kiblu psulim, even though the tomei or the posel or the zar was mekabel adam, mishum de kachek lishores lizorek lechatchila. So the Gemara comes out saying over here, so we see from over here that klishores, just like we find the concept that the mizbeach is mekadesh es psulim, that means if the basar or the emurim go on the mizbeach, im olu lo yerdu, it's mekadesh it, that you can go and burn it. So too, klishores, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is mekadesh the dam haposul. For example, the kabbalah was done through a tomei or through a zar, but it's dam posul. It's mekadesh the dam posul. Likorev, what does that mean? To throw the dam, lechatchila on the mizbeach. That's what Rabbi Yochanan answered him.
See?
Yeah, because klishores is mekadesh. Just like mizbeach mekadesh, klishores mekadesh as well. So Gemara is doicha that. Gemara says no. Loish shekiblu psulim, inamish shezokim psulim. Each one is a separate halacha. It's not coming to tell me this halacha. But clearly, Rabbi Yochanan held that klishores is mekadesh likarev. That is the concept of same with mizbeach mekadesh. Klishores is also mekadesh as adam haposel likarev. That's what comes out from this Gemara in Zvachim Daf Tzadi Daf Pei Zayin Amid Beis. Ask Tosfos Akasha, Void Hiksha Rav Rabbeinu Petzel Lepirsh Rashi Sheheshe Rabbi Yochanan the Daf Kumeshum Dezoku Psulim Achshe Kiblu Psulim Aval Kiblu Psulim Vezoku Ksherim Yalu Tchile Likorev Evorim Dikli Shores Mekatshan Chatchile Likorev. Right, we just said that. Ask Tosfos, what do you mean? Behed Yamrinim Per Kamen Menachos in Menachos Daf Zayin. The Gemara has the same kasha. There's the opposite. Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, the same kasha, same Rish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan, and he asks him, Klishores mahu sheikachu psulim, lechatchila likorev. V'amalein, he answers him, ein mekachin. Ein mekachin likorev, aber mekachin apostle, we'll see that Gemara in a minute. V'shma mino, the ein mekachin likorev, pshitele. In other words, say says the kasha, how could Rabbi Yochanan say by us that klishores is mekadesh dam apostle likorev? The Gemara Menachos says that klishores. Rabbi Yochanan himself answers the Rish Lakish on a different Gemara that klishores is not mekadesh likorev. So says Stephen Rabbi Yochanan. So he says a whole different pshat. He says it doesn't make sense. The Gemara Menachos is right, and that can be pshat over here, a whole new pshat. Let's see the Gemara Menachos. It's important to see this here. What's that? You have an answer ready for the thing? What's your idea? Okay, let's see the Gemara first. Good idea. Yeah, I know what your idea is, and the Kesem Mishnah says your idea, but it doesn't make sense. We're going to get to that in a minute. I know what he's thinking already. What's your idea? What's your idea? There's a difference between Dam and Mincha. What's the difference? I don't know. Okay, let's see the sugya first, and then we'll go through it, and we'll try and understand what's going on over here, you know, to the beginning to end. But you're definitely hitting on something. The Gemara said like this. The Gemara Menachas, another, you understand Taisus? The Gemara says over here, Klisharis Mekadesh Dam Apostle Korev. Taisus says, what do you mean? The Gemara in Menachas says, the same Rabbi Yechon says, Klisharis not Mekadesh Likorev. Can be Pshat over here in the Gemara. Taisus says, no Pshat. Says the Gemara Menachas, Zavov. The Gemara starts off like this. Echad min chaschayt ve'echad kol menachas shekomtz an zav oynem tvuliyay mochus v'gad mochus v'kipurim shlagachas yedav v'lagav v'al tome yeshu v'meir v'gab v'gayim etc. etc. It's all possible, which means if a zar makes a kemitza, even though shechita is k'sheira b'zav, but kemitza done through a zar is no good. Kemitza is possible zar. So Gemara the Mishnah says, then b'seira oymer yachzir v'yachzor v'yikmoit v'yimin. And Rashi says, not just psul smoil, but all the psulim. If a zar goes ahead and makes a kemitza, then a kohen can go ahead and make the kemitza again. You can put it back and make a new kemitza done by the kohen. That's what Ben Beseira says. Says the Gemara Nochas Davavam Beis, next page, number two, second page. Omar Rav, same thing, like Ben Beseira. Omar Rav, Zol Shekomatz. If a zar made a kemitza, yachzil, you can return it, and the kohen can use his mincha and make a new kemitza. So Gemara says, "Vanam posal tanan, my posal posal achi yachzil." So Gemara asks, "Yochi hainu ben b'seira." So what is Rav saying different than ben b'seira? Same thing. So Gemara says later on, same Gemara, el hakamash man Rav. You have by the second paragraph base el hakamash man Rav. What's the chiddush of Rav? Komatz. Vafilu kidesh. In other words, the Chiddush of Rav says that when the Tzar makes the kemitza, even if he puts it afterwards into a kli shares, still you can make a new kemitza. Komat vafilu kidesh. What? No, he takes it from a kli shares and then he makes a kemitza and he puts it into a kli shares. Even then, Kiddush, vafilu kiddush. Komatz vafilu kiddush, you can return it. Look at Rashi. Amalei, elokomatz l'rav, we see by the arrow, the bekoimetz vafilu kiddush, koimetz b'matan kli, machshe ben b'seira, the lav the kiddush ma'ir rav, lav amasal amidi. So the kiddush of Rav is, that even when you make a kiddush kli, after the kemitza, that still, you can undo that, and you can say that it's not called a kemitza at all, and a kohen can do the new kemitza. So the Gemara asks the question. Then the Gemara says, "Not sure." So the Gemara says, "Maskel Rav Nachman." You see four lines from the bottom and the end of this Gemara. Maskel Nachman, Microsoft Ahani Tanoi. In other words, sorry. Elok Maskel Rav Komas Afilu Kidesh. So then the Gemara says, sorry, ulafuke mehani tanoi. Tani Rabbi Yosef ben Yosef ben Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda hinacht and nachdom amru. Vam nor bed vam amru she kamet v'loi kidesh. Ava kidesh posel. Which means that the other man, the Amrim say, the Argion Rav, that say that if you made the kmitza with the czar and then you put in the kli, then that's no good. Then you cannot go and redo it. So Gemara asks the question, Maskel Rav Nachman, Maika Savri Hanetanoi, Ikemitzas Psulim Avoidehi, if you hold that the apostle made the Avoideh, the Tsar made the Kemitzah, it's already no good, Afgav Zolavi Lematin Kli, who cares that he puts it back in the Kli without it? Ikemitzas Psulim Lav Avoidehi, if you tell me that the Kemitzah by Tsar is nothing, so Kiyavad Lematin Kli, my Hava, what's the difference? So what did he put into Keli? Lamai Naf Kamina. If you tell me the Kemitzah of a Tsar is something, then even without putting in the Keli, the mincha is no good anymore. And if you tell them the kemitza of the czar is nothing, so who cares? He puts in the kli. What's going on? In other words, kemitza of the czar is called an avoider. And it's an avoider bepasless. But until you put the matan kli, until you put in the kli, it's not called the gemar avoider. So gemar says, So who cares if he puts it into a special keli? Wherever he puts it down, let's say he takes it from the original keli and he makes the kmitza, and then, oh no, it's no good. He puts it back into the keli. So he also finished doing the kmitza. So why is it not going to pasul? Why only kidesh come out to the kidesh? You put it back in the keli, it's also no good. On my bechelas, there's mostly shows a mekachin elamidas, because he didn't intend to put it into a matan kli, right? Matan kli is like a Kabbalah. He didn't intend, he just meant to put it down, so therefore it doesn't count. So Gemara says, Hamidas Mekachin. So you're telling me that if you take the kaimitz, the Tsar takes the kaimitz, and he puts it in a kli, then makes it into a full kmitzer? Well, boim ne rishlokin v'Rabbi Yochanan. Kli shoris, ma'a shi'i katshu psulim. Lechatchila likorev. V'amalei, ein Mekachin. Which means, if you tell me that the Tsar made a kmitza, so the Tsar made a kmitza is a puzzle, so Rish Lakish asks Rabbi Yochanan, the kli that you put the kmitza in is no good. It's a mekachin. Kli shoris is not mekadesh a kmitza likorev. Look in Rashi. Shekachim tulin goin im komat Tsar v'noisin the kli mau shiakdishenu kli laktiroi. In other words, if the Tsar makes a kmitza and puts it into a kli shoreis, Rish Lakish says, or Rabbi Yochanan tells him, it's a mekachin likorev. You cannot go and burn that on the mizbeach. So if you cannot burn on mizbeach, so who cares that the Tsar puts it in a kli? Ein mekadesh kli shoreis, ein mekadesh likorev. So the Gemara answers him, on Malay, ein mekachin likorev, a mekachin liposel. You're right. The kli shoreis is not mekadesh likorev. You cannot burn an anonymous beach. But what you could do is at least it's enough cold, a kli shoreis, so that the kmitz of the Tsar counts and it's no good, and therefore you cannot do yachzor v'yikmoitz, you cannot do it again. That's what the Gemara says. In that context, the Gemara brings it in. But clearly, what do we see? That clear, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that if you take a kmitz done by a Tsar, apostle, and he puts it into a kli shoreis, we do not say kli shoreis mikadesh likorev to burn on a mizbech. You know what it is called a kli shoreis in order that you cannot redo it, that it's called a kedusha, that the Tsar cannot, you cannot yachzor v'yikadesh, you can't do it again, you can do yachzor v'yikmoitz. That yes. But clearly, the kli shoreis is not going to take this kmitza of the Tsar and allow you to burn it on a mizbech. So Taisa asks the question, how could Rashi say that Rabbi Yochanan says kli shoreis mekadesh dam likorev, if clearly Rabbi Yochanan says in Menachos kli shoreis is not mekadesh this kmitza done by a Tsar likorev on the mizbeach? That's Taisa's question. Now my question, that's Taisa's question. Taisa has Sarachian, doesn't answer it. Gives a different teretz, pshat in the Gemara. The Rambam, of course, is problematic, because the Rambam paskens, look at the Rambam in number 4 in the sheet. Kishem sham mizbeach mekadesh esaroi, kacha keves ushar kli shoreis, mekadesh esaroi lehem, shaner enem v'kelim, kol negeah behem yikdosh. Right? That's the first part. And then he says, yutes, ein kli alach mekadesh esayovesh, v'loi kli ayovesh mekadesh eslach, medlu mekadesh eslach, etc., etc. Continues the Rambam, ukli shoreis mekadeshin dam haposel li korev. Who does the Rambam paskin like? That a kli shoreis makes even a dam posel, you can throw it on a mizbeach. Ask the Lecha Mishnah, v'su kasha, the befer kamed em nochas oma, v'obom nerish lokas mei biechanon, kli shoreis ma'ashi kachim tzum liyichat chili korev, v'omle ein mekachim. So what's that? How could a Rambam say that kli shoreis mekadesh dam li korev? After all, the Gemara says in Menachos that kli shoreis not mekadesh this kmitza zar li korev on the Mizbeach. It's a kasha and a Rambam. Says the Lech Mishnah that maybe the Rash, the Rambam got his halacha from our Gemara and Tzvachim. I, the Gemara and Locha, says not like that. Says the Lech Mishnah, there's a difference. What's the difference? Because Dam is Mekadesh Likorev. But Mincha is not Mekadesh Likorev. That's what he writes. I know. What's that? I understand. What's the difference?
Why
is that? Okay, that's what he wants to say. Maybe, and that's the Rambam writes, ukli shoreis mekachin dam haposel likorev, only dam and not mincha. That's what Lech Mishnah says, and the Kesem Mishnah being says also says it. What's the pshat? Why should there be a difference? How do we understand it? Why? What how do you understand the Gemara? Makorepo. What's the difference? You know, what's the difference between dam and between mincha? Seth, you have an answer? I don't have an answer. Correct.
Right? So, therefore, if you mess up the Kabbalah, you've actually really messed up the Kemitza itself. But see, by the Dam, anyone can do Shechita, right?
Correct.
And there, maybe the Kabbalah of the Dam is more connected, not to the Shechita, it's independent of the Shechita, more connected to the Zrika.
I know, but if you tell me if you tell me the Dam was Tomei, the dam was tame already. You tell me the dam was tame, and nevertheless, if it goes into a klisharis, you can put on a mizbeach. So, if the kmita was done with the zar, which is the same psul, let the klisharis allow you to burn on a mizbeach. Yeah. The dam became tame. Or let's say a tame shechted it.
Right, because
it's a difference. But if you look at the klisharis by itself, I hear what you're saying. What
direction that you're going in, not necessarily.
And here you can separate the two, and here you're saying there's not even a kmitza. And if the shechita was done bepasless, right?
Who's pasul for shechita? Anyone can do
shechita. Tommy does the shechita. Halacha is, right? Even if Tommy does the shechita, it's the dama pasuli kariv. So what's the difference? I hear what you're saying. You might have something. I need more than that. Meaning, if you look at it objectively, what should really be the difference? I hear you're saying
the Gemara of Dama Adam is Zrika, right?
Okay.
Whereas the Gemara of the Kmitza is putting the Klisharis.
No,
it's burning on the Mizbeach. Burning the Mizbeach is like the Zrika.
No, Gemara of the Kmitza is saying the Klisharis. That's what I said.
The Gemara of the Kmitza is the Klisharis. That's what he wants to say. Sroel wants to say that.
Dam is not the Gemara.
You want to say that the Zrika is a Dam, or the Klisharis is connected with the Zrika. I hear what you're saying. I don't. Maybe that's what. Maybe we'll bear that in mind. Let's see. I'll tell you how we learned the Sugya, and you'll tell me if. You know, I think he's onto something. A whole new pshat, and I think it's fundamental. There's another Gemara. A Gemara Chata Sa'if. A Gemara in Zvachim Daf Samachtes. Gemara said like this. Let's look at this Gemara. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, says Rabbi Yitzchak, Shomati, you have the third page. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Shomati Shtayim, Achas Kemitza Zar, V'achas Melika Zar. I heard two halachas. One is kmitza done by a zar, no good. And one a malika done by a zar, also no good. You know, malika is by oif, right? You have to do with the malika with the finger. So, shchita is kshera bizar. Malika is not kshera bizar, and neither is kmitza kshera bizar. So, I'm going to say, shemati shtayim. Achas kmitza zar, v'achas malika zar. Achas teiret, v'achas loy teiret. One of them, Im ola la yeret, the other ones im ola teret. So Gemara says lo idan. I don't know which one. Amar Chizkia says Chizkia, mistabro kmitza teret, melika lo teret. It makes sense that kmitza zar teret, but melika zar lo teret. In other words, if a zar does the kmitza teret, it goes off to mizbeach, but a melika was done by a zar lo teret. Then im ola la yeredu, then it's fine. Gemara says, Maishna Malika, why is Malika better? The Yeshna Bebama, because you tell me that, what's Yeshna Bebama bizarre? Because a Bama, in other words, what's the psul over here in Malika? That a Zar did it? Zar doing it is not such a bad psul. Why? Yeshna Bebama. In a Bama, you didn't have Kohanim. So therefore, Malika Zar is Lo Teret, is because Yeshna Bebama. In a Bama, Azar did avoida, so it's not so bad. So Gemara says, Kmitza name yeshna babama. So kmitza was also done by a bama. Now, just like Maliku is done by a bama, kmitza is also done by a bama with a czar. So what's the difference? V'chite me'ein mincha babama. Tzidhi tell me that no, by bama there was no mincha. Einoifis nami babama. No, Rav Sheshes. Divra me yesh mincha bama, yesh oifis bama. Divra me'ein mincha bama, yesh einoifis. My time is vachem no, vachem no yoifis. In other words, mincha and oifis are both the same. Either they both had them by the bama, or they both did not have them by the bama. And just like a melika was done in a bama by a czar, so too a kmitza was done in a bama by a czar. So why kmitza czar teiret and melika czar lo teiret? There's no difference. You hear the question? Answers the Gemara. Ela ema ein kiddush mikli shoreis b'mincha b'bama. Look in Rashi. That is another component that we have in the Beis HaMikdash that was not found in the Bama, and that's the difference between a Mincha and between an Oif. You're right, both of them are Malik and Kmitza, both of them were done by a Zar in the Bama. But in a Bama, you didn't have a Klisharis. Mincha didn't come in a Keli. So Mincha didn't come in a Keli, so therefore, all you have is the Malika Zar. So Malika Zar, which is okay by Bama, you'll have it okay by what's the name, by Beis HaMikdash as well. But by Mincha, where besides the Kmitza Zar, which you have by both, but in a Bama, you had no Klisharis, in here you have a Klisharis, so therefore part of it is missing, it's not as good. Says Rashi, Hilkach le'yafina Zar b'Mikdash, le'ni Kmitza mi'Zar b'Bama. Why? The lay dummy hach kmitza lach kmitza. The b'mikdash hoil v'kitshu b'klishores ifshlo bazar. Since in the base mikdash, it will mekadosh it first in the klishores. So even though zar did it, it's worse. In other words, the mincha, the way Shita Mekubetzes and Rashi himself learns, that a mincha in a bama was okay bazar. You know why? Because it was a lower level type of mincha. It was a mincha which did not have a klishores. So therefore, there, Zahar is okay. Mashenki in the Beis HaMikdash, where the Mincha comes in the Klisharis, so there, Zahar would not be okay, and therefore, Allah Tehret. Makes a lot of sense. That's one shot. Taisus has a different shot. He has a question. Ein Kiddush Klisharis Mincha Bama, Tema, Kivin din this Kaddish be Klisharisu, Psula be Kaddish Kinebe. You tell me the reason is, because it's worse on Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because it has a Klisharis as well, and that you don't find in the Bama. Says Taisu, once it's in a klisharis, it's called psulay bakodesh. It's already in this kadesh. It's already part of the carbon. So if it's part of a carbon, that should be a reason why im Allah lo yered. You tell me it's not as good as a bama because there's no klisharis, but it's better than a bama because it's in a klisharis. And because it's in a klisharis, Allah lo yered. It's psulay bakodesh. Says Taisu, b'shem akivin et chilas avedos biyad. In other words, you're right. By mincha in the Beis HaMikdash, it starts off in the klisharis. That doesn't make it psulei bakedesh. Psulei bakedesh means that the first real avodah is done to it with the klisharis. By a sakin, by a shchita, the avodah is done with the klisharis. Because the Gemara says the sakin is mekadesh, the knife is mekadesh. Mikadesh the dam, and therefore the first avodah is done with the klisharis. Mashen kein by mincha, the first avodah, which is the kmitza, is not done with the klisharis. You right, it comes from a klisharis, but a kmitza is not done with the klisharis. It's done with the hand, and therefore it's not called psula b'kodesh, and therefore imala layenit. So the Brisker Rav asked the question: so what does that do with the bama? The difference is between kmitza and between sakin has nothing to do with the bama. What's Taisa saying? That's his question. Bishrav says, if you look in Rambam, Rambam has a whole different shot. Look in Rambam number Tezvav, 6. Oif shemol koizav, v'olo lo yeret. V'koymet hamincha shekomso zav, v'olo yeret. In other words, melika zar, loy teret, kemitza zar, teret. Af api, sheze posul, v'ze posul, Ze ki'ilu lo niskadesh klal. What's Rama mean? What's Rama saying? Kmitza zar, malika zar. This is ki'ilu lo niskadesh klal. What? Kmitza zar.
It has to be a kmitza.
It's ki'ilu lein this kaddish klal. What does that mean with that? The Gemara says, ein kli shoreis b'vomah. Okay, you tell me there's advantage by Malika because it's exactly the same as Boma as opposed to Kmitza. It's not exactly the same as Boma. The Rambam says, no. Because ein kli shoreis b'vomah, and over here there is a kli shoreis, ki'ilu lein this kaddish klal. What's the Rambam saying? Yeah, what's the Rambam saying? Ki'ilu lein this kaddish klal. Rambam is telling us something. Right? He learns a new pshat in the Gemara. Until now we learned that, oh, Kmitza in the Boma doesn't have a kli shoreis. Kmitza over here does have a kli shoreis. It's not exactly the same. It's a lower level type of mincha, and there it's a higher level type of mincha, and therefore a zar is worse. In the Boma, a zar is good because you don't need a kli shoreis. Here you need kli shoreis, a zar is worse. Rambam doesn't say that. Rambam says that because this has a kli shoreis, and this and what's the name? Kilu in the Scottish cloud. What's the Rambam telling me? Says the Biskarov, very simple. The halach is like this. The halach is that when do I say, and this is the Yusoid, when do I say, Olu lo yerdu? When do I say the Mizbeach is Mekadesh? We said before, the Gemara says, only if it's Mizbeach is Mekadesh, es haro'u iloi. Right? What's haro'u iloi? So look, we learned all the way in the beginning, number 7 on the sheet, Gemara, ro'u iloi in, she'ein ro'u iloi loi. Lemute mai, Omer HaPapa, Lemute K'motzin, Sheloi Kitshu Bikli. What does that mean? That means that I did a Kometz, and I didn't put it into the Kli Shoreis after the Kmitza, that's not called Roi Loi. That's not Kaddish yet. That's not even Kaddish yet. In other words, K'motzin Sheloi Kitshu Bikli doesn't belong in the Mizbeach. It doesn't even have the basic Kedusha. When do I say Olu Lo Yerdu? Only if it goes onto the Mizbeach, afterwards, niskadesh bekli. If it's k'matzim shalei kitchu bekli, it never became kaddish. That's what the Gemara says, right? The Rambam says clearly, number hey, number 7a, v'chein kaimetz ha-mincha shalei niskadesh bekli shareis, v'chol isurei ha-mizbeach sha'olu yildu, l'fi she'en rui mitchilason. In other words, something which is not niskadesh bekli is never roi for the mizbeach. Says the Biskarov, the Rambam is learning over here in the sugya, that the reason why Kmitza Zar is Teiret, because listen to this far, because Kmitza Zar, if a Zar does the Kmitza, and then he puts it inside a Kli Shoreis, still we consider it K'motzim Shlei Kitshu B'Kli. Why? Because the Kli Shoreis that goes after the Zar puts it inside, that's Loi Niskadesh B'Kli. What do you mean it is Niskadesh B'Kli? No, it's not. Because if Zar did the Kmitza, that's like K'motzin, Shalai Kitshu B'Kli. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, why is Malika Zal kosher and Kmitza Zar not kosher? Because Malika Zar doesn't need a Kiddush Kli afterwards. Because if Zar does a Malika, it's already Roi L'Mizbeach. So it goes in the Mizbeach, it's fine. Masha'en came, Kmitza Zar, since even if you put it in the Kli afterwards, but it wasn't this Kaddish B'Kli. I, the Zar, did it. But the Kli cannot be Mekadesh it if it comes from a Zar. And that's what the Gemara says. By a Bama, you didn't need a Kli Shoreis. There was no Kli Shoreis. So in a Bama, Kmitza Zar is okay. Why? Because you don't need a Kiddush Kli. But in a Mizbeach, in the Beis HaMikdash, where you need a Kiddush Kli, because K'matzim Shlei Kiddush B'Kli is no good, so Kmitza Zar, if the Zar does the Kmitza, even though he puts it in a Kli, this Kli is not going to make this Kmitza Zar into a Kli, into a Kmitza Shenis Kaddish B'Kli. It remains K'motzim Shalai Kitchu B'Kli. That's what Rambam says. Look at the words of Rambam. Oib Shemolka Zar V'Ola La Yeret V'Kaimet Zemincha Shekomet Zar Ola Yeret Abi Shizepa Zepazel Zeh Ki'ilu Loinis Kaddish Klal. Why did Kilo like this Kaddish Kalal? It was put in the Kli Shoreis. But since it came from the Zar, so then the Kmitz, like you won't say your Svara, that the Kmitz is the finishing off of the Kli Shoreis, is the finishing off of the Kmitz. And since the Kmitz was done by Zar, then putting it in the Kli Shoreis, like this Kaddish Kalal. That's what the Rambam says. He got this from the Gemara here. What? Makes a lot of sense. Because Malika, I'll tell you the reason why. Because by Behemah, once it has Kedusha Saguf, and it's Roi L'Mizbeach, then you made the shechita, it's roil and mizbeach. No, no, because the Gemara says lemute k'matim shle kitzur b'kli. What does that mean? K'matim, he made the k'mitza, and he didn't put in the kli sharis. The Gemara says that's no good. So the Rambam is mechadish that if he made it, he put it in the kli sharis, but it came from a zar. That's like k'matim shle kitzur b'kli. Good trust. That's what the Rambam is telling us here. Aryeh.
Yeah, I hear so.
By the way, look inside of here, number 6a. In other words, no, halacha is exactly just like when you take a kmitza, right? Just like when you take a kmitza and you put it onto mizbeach without putting in the kli, it's no good. It's k'matzim shlein katzim kli. It was never roy le mizbeach. The Rambam is mechadish from this gemara. Then the zar does the kmitza and he puts it in the kli. It's ki'ilu le katzim klal. Why? Because it never got a kosher kmitza with the kli, because the kmitza was done through zar. But nevertheless, Lenis Kadesh Bukli, it was, that's where the Rambam gets it from this Gemara. Look over here. Ubiad is, the Svirele La Rambam, the Bekmitza Zar, Loichal Klal, Kdushas Kli Shores. Even if you put in a Kli, Lokach Teret, David Kmotim, Shlekitsu Bukli. Ulufiza Tzok Leima, the Rambam Pesh Boyfen Achalasukin, Ein Kiddush Kli Shores Bimincha Begaboma, the Hainu, the Ein Kdushas Kli Shores Bimincha Boma, the Ein Bo Kiddush Kli. In a Boma, you don't eat Kiddush Kli. Masha'enkein b'fnim, the boi kli shores, imkein abzar the kosher b'bama, mikomuken b'fnim, the boi kdushas kli shores, teiret, david k'mosim shle kitzu b'kli. That's what the Rambam is telling us. Move on, understood? Rabbi Joe, make sense? Right? David, good sense, good shot in the Gemara. Says Biskarov, where did the Rambam get this chiddush? That if a zar does a kmitza, and he puts it in a kli shores, it's like k'matzim shle kitzur b'kli. Where do you get it from? Rabbi Yochanan, Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. That's a pshat in Rabbi Yochanan. Why is that pshat Rabbi Yochanan? So the Rabbi Shmuel goes back to that Gemara and he says, "Wait a second, that whole Gemara." And that's how he answers the kash on the Rambam, the steer on the Rambam. Let's follow slowly. He says the whole Gemara doesn't make sense. So why does the Gemara make sense? Think about it. Let's start again the Gemara. The Gemara is the type man. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. Again, the Chiddush of the Rambam is that if a Zar does a Kmitza and he puts it in a Kli Shores, it's like K'matzim Shlei Kitzur B'Kli. Right? That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. Where did the Rambam get this Chiddush from? Says Mr. Grove, he got it from another Gemara, our Gemara Menachos. How did he get it from Gemara Menachos? So go back to our Sugya. The Gemara, Rambam says over here, the Gemara says that if you have Kli Shores that has Dam Pasul, right? Shechita was done with a Tomei, and the Dam is Tomei, no good. But it goes into Kli Shores. Kli Shores Mekadesh Dam Apostle Karev. So Tais has a Kasha. Now what do you mean? Kmitza done by a Zar, and you put it inside a Kli Shores. The Gemara says, it's no good. Not Dam Apostle, the Kli Shores, not Mekadesh Karev. So it's a Sira in the Gemara. So we didn't understand what's the difference. That was the question we left with. Comes to Biskrov and says, wait a second. What's the Gemara saying? I need help on this question to Biskarov on the Gemara. The Gemara has a separate question really altogether. The Gemara says, what's the halacha if the Tsar takes a kmitza, right? Right, Tsar takes a kmitza, and then he puts it in a kli shares, could he redo it? Could a kohen redo it? That's the Gemara's question, right? Rav says, made a kmitza, he put in a kli shares, called it kimeitz, komatz, Vikidesh. The Gemara's question is, could somebody else redo the Kmitza? So the Gemara says, the Gemara says, you can't. Why? No good. That Kmitza is no good. Why is the Kmitza no good? Because a Kli Shores is not Mekadesh, the Kmitza of a Zar. Likore, to be burnt on the Mizbeach. So we see, that kmitza is no good. Right? Ask Mr. Rav, what are you telling me that just because you cannot take this kmitza now, after the Tsar put it in the klisharis, you cannot burn it on the mizbeach, klisharis ein mekadesh, the kmitza likorev, because you cannot burn it on the mizbeach, so that means that you cannot redo it? Was one or two the other? Understand? What is the Gemara's question? Look over at number 8. The Gemara says that you see that the Kli Shareis is not Mekadesh the Psul. Right? Right? That's what Gemara says. Look at number 8. Umor negris bia b'shitas Rambam dinei b'ikid divrei Gemara b'mnachas avzayin al alfsochiyum. The whole Gemara doesn't make sense. The Shomavur b'Gemara, the Leben v'seire, the Komadzar, Yachzir, Kodmas l'kidesh. Correct? Avol b'kidesh. But if the czar put it inside a Kli Shareis, ein yochel lachzor velikmoitz. You can't do a new kmitza. Vaze makshinu b'gemara, mohode boi rishlokin mebiyochanon, im Kli Shareis mekadesh fin likor lechatzchile, vomalei, dein mekadesh. So Gemara says, Akasha, what do you see? That it's not gold, a good kmitza, because you cannot burn it on the mizbeach. V'tzorchi im kushas ha-gemara. The hode omalei ein mekadeshin, when the Gemara says you cannot burn it on a mizbeach, the Kli Shareis not mekadesh, hainu di Kli Shareis loy have ki mizbeach, the mekadesh psulim lakrove. Mashen ki Kli Shareis, eina mekadesh psulim lakrove. Ava maz ve shayich legabe hod avrinon, di le ben besera, Kli Shareis mekadesh, di le yuchel achzev likmoiz. In other words, Ben Besera said that if you take a czar takes the kmitza and puts in the Kli Shareis, says Ben Besera, oh, that sanctified the kmitza. You cannot redo it. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? You see, you cannot burn it on mizbeach. So obviously, it's not a good kiddush of the kmitza. Right. So the question is, what's the shaychus? You cannot burn it on mizbeach, but that doesn't mean it's not mekadesh the kmitza. What's the Gemara's connection?
No, because then why can't you burn mizbeach?
Burn mizbeach you cannot do, but doesn't mean that it's considered that's not the Kli Shareis is not mekadesh. Meaning the Kli Shareis cannot be, it can be the Kli Shareis is not mekadesh kmitza to burn it on mizbeach, but it's enough mekadesh kmitza that you cannot redo it. I know. So what's the hamamid? It's like no connection. He says maybe that's the maskana of the gemara. But he says like no connection. One is soon see his God, it makes a lot more sense. But in other words, the fact the gemara wants to say that according to Ben Besera, he says if I put something Kli Shareis inside a kmitza from a czar in a Kli Shareis, that's mekadesh it. You cannot redo it. So you might say, what do you mean? You put a czar makes a kmitza and puts in Kli Shareis, you can also burn it on his back. See, it's not mekadesh it. So Bishop says, like, what's the connection? It's not mekadesh it. It doesn't mean it's not mekadesh it that you can redo it. One has no connection to the other.
It's, okay.
So how do you learn what's the Gemara compared to the W on Sandik Mars? So I'll tell you what he says to us. So he says what he says. He says that really there are two separate sugyas. When the Gemara says Kli Shareis mekadesh dam likorev, Kli Shareis mekadesh likorev, there are two separate sugyas and two separate Gemaras. One Gemara is the Gemara in Zvachim. The other Gemara has a question, does a Kli Shareis mekadesh dam likorev to put it on the Mizbeach? In other words, is the Kli Shareis mekadesh the dam or anything, or the mincha to put it on the Mizbeach? That was one question, Rish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. That wasn't the question in Menachos. The question in Menachos was a different question. The question Menachos was, when a czar makes a kmitza, when a czar makes a kmitza and puts it in a Kli Shareis, does it become a concept of kmatzim shalai kitchu b'kli, or it doesn't become kmatzim shalai kitchu b'kli? In other words, it's not a question whether if mekadesh it that you can put it on in his back. That's a sugya in Zvachim. Kli Shareis has the power to make something that if I put in the Kli Shareis, I can make a zrika on the mizbeach. Here the Gemara's question doesn't even get to that yet. Before we want to know if a Kli Shareis is mekadesh to put it on the mizbeach, there's another whole question altogether. Is it even a mincha? A czar makes the kmitza and puts it in the Kli Shareis. Is that kmatzim shekitshu b'kli or kmatzim shalai kitshu b'kli? If it's kmatzim shekitshu b'kli, so I know, even though the czar made the kmitza, it's called kadosh like kmatzim shekitshu b'kli. What's the halacha of kmatzim shekitshu b'kli? Another Gemara in Zvachim says, once it's kitshu b'kli, you can also put it on the zbech because Kli Shareis is mekadesh dam apostoli kadosh. If you say, however, that a czar makes a Kli Shareis, puts it in a Kli Shareis, it remained kematrim shalai kitrim akli. It never became kaddish. So it has nothing to do with the fact if you can put it on the mizbeach. It's the kaimis that never became kaddish. That's the Gemara's discussion over here. Seth, you understand what he's saying? That's the question of Rambam, is this Gemara over here? The two separate sugis. Look inside number 9. They'll explain it better than I do. Number 9. Misaf kalele shlokish. The Gemara in Zvachim says, in klishores mikadesh psulin lahakrivan lachatchila. Kamem izbeach. In other words, the sugi in Zvachim says, a separate question. Does a klishores make something which is possible like krava, dam possible, to put it on a mizbeach, like a mizbeach? Could you throw it, make it zrika? Uvizeh poshel le Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says clearly, the mekachin lechatchila likarev kpiyash Rashi. That's what Rambam says. That klisharis takes poshel adam. You can make a zrika and mizbech. Gemara zvachim, no problem whatsoever. Omnam de menachas, de mevur bigmara, de sharis lakas Rabbi Yechanan. In klisharis mekachin sun likarev lechatchila, who need an achel. It's a whole different question over there. Turn to number 1. Vinira, the biur ha-safek hu, looking like this. Kivin the ikadin, the kematim shloi kitchu bekli. Alu yeldu, the chashavain roiloi. Since Allah is, there's something which never got a kiddush kli, a kaimitz, that never was put inside the kli. Halach is, it's not roi to the mizbech at all, even if it goes on the mizbech. Yeldu, it's kematim shloi kitchu bekli. In kemis tapakish lakish. Haim bekiddush psulim, if a czar makes a kmitza, chashav kematim shekitchu bekli. Oloi, Devsha, the Kozman Shloi Hoya Kiddush Kosher, Loi Choshev Nizbara Lechele Gavoya. In other words, if Zar makes a Kmitza and then he puts into a Kli, that's Kmotzim Shloi Kitchuv Kli. It never became for the Mizbech at all. Vim came, Im Ein Mekachim, Hainu, the Kiddush Posel, that means that the Kiddush of the Kli doesn't count. Loi Choshev Kmitzim Kmotzim Kli. Even if you put it on a mizbeach, you still have to take it down. It never became sanctified. A czar did a kmitza, and you put it in a klisharis, it's nothing. Even if you put it on a mizbeach afterwards, im ala yerdu, it never became roi for the mizbeach. It's not even a carbon. However, the im hadin, the chashiv kiddush kli, if however you say no, it's called a kiddush kli. A czar puts it in a kmitza and puts it inside a keli. It's called a kiddush kli. Then what's halacha? Then based on the Gemara Zvachim, Yehayadin la loyse lechatchila. K'moy kol psulim shenichnasu leklisharis. The pasuk Rabbi Yechon Zvachim, the mekatzel lekav lechatchila. In other words, once I get over the hump and the hurdle that it's called k'matzim shekitzu bekli. A czar makes a kmitza, puts inside a kli. That's called roil in his veach. Then once it hits the klisharis, the Gemara in Zvachim already tells me that a klisharis makadish anything to go on the mizbeach. So if you hold its kematzim shekitzu bekli, it'll go all the way up to the mizbeach lechatchila based on the Gemara in Zvachim. But Rabbi Yechonah was asking him that maybe the czar does the kmitza and puts it in the klisharis, it never hits first base. It never became roi lemizbeach. So therefore, even if you put on the mizbeach, im ala yeldu. Here it's not a question where the klisharis is mekadesh dam posel likare. No, it is mekadesh dam posel likare. Here the question is, if a mincha which needs a kiddush kli to be roil in his veach, is a czar doing a kmitza and then putting in a kli, is that kamasim shekitzu b'kli? And if it is, then it's also mekadesh it, it sanctifies it, and it goes on his veach. Or it's not. And then it gets to first base. It's kmasim shekitzu b'kli. Upon which the Bechelin answer is lakish. If Zahar makes the kmitza, it's kamasim shekitzu b'kli. And therefore, it doesn't start. She tells him, oh, if it's nothing, then maybe I can make a new kmitza. He says, no, that you can't. Because if you puzzle, you can't. You cannot make a new kmitza. The jump is much less. We're not talking about something being mekadesh on the mizbeach, and he says, oh no, you can't be mekadesh on the mizbeach, but at least it's kalev, at least it becomes puzzle that you cannot redo it. No. The question is, I got it. We're not talking about going on the mizbeach. That's the second step. First step, if I have a czar making a kmitza, and I put inside a klisharis, is that called roi lemizbeach? Is that called a mincha or not? So he told him, no, I'm sorry. It's not even called roi lemincha. It's not even a carbon. Because the czar did the kmitza. He puts in a klisharis. That's nothing. Kamatzim shalai kitchu b'kli. She told him, oh, if it's nothing, then maybe I can redo the kmitza. Says Ben Sarah, no, that you can't. Potzel, it is.
So now you understand. It's so good in the Gemara. Yeah, duh. Very good. I'll tell you why. Because the Gemara. No, you have to take two separate sugyas. Wait, what's it? So now I understand. When the Rambam in Samach Tes gets his Yisoid, that a Tzar takes the Kemitza, and puts, Tzar takes the Kemitza, and puts in the Klisharis, and the Rambam says, no. Like the Rambam says, Kiyula in this Kaddish Kalal, where did the Rambam get it from? Menachas Dav Zayin. That's the question. It was a Gerchim to ask Ishlach Zakis, ask the Dechanon, and he told him, no, there's not even, I'm not even talking about it. You're right. If it's Kamasim Shekitru Bekli, then it will go on the Mizbeach also. That's a Surgeon's Vachim. But here, it's not even Kamasim Shekitru Bekli. That's what he told him. So he told him, if not Kitru Bekli, then let me at least do it again. No, that you can. Then Igmar said you cannot redo it again. It answers the steer very well, Seth. No, yes, no. It does.
It's just reframing the debate. Because
the two separate sugyas.
Why is it by Dam?
I'll tell you why. Oh, wait. So now he says, by Dam, since Dam, there's no problem of Kamatim Shlei Kitchen Clean. Dam, as soon as you make something into a carbon, it's Roil and Mizbeach. The only one that's not Roil and Mizbeach is a Roiva, the Hanirba, but something which is a good carbon and the Shechita was done to it, it's Roil and Mizbeach. So once something is Roil and Mizbeach, it goes into the klisharis. It goes on. By the way, what's halacha by a mincha? Which I put in and didn't do kmitza zar. A mincha, a regular mincha done by a kohen kmitza. I put it in the klisharis, and then it becomes tummy. Could you put it on the mizbeach? Yeah, now you could. Yes. Why?
Tummy?
Yes. Well, I'll tell you why. Because the klisharis once. And the kmitza is done by Kayan, and he puts in a klisharis. Is it kmasim shekitru b'kli? 100%. Is it vayilin b'ber? 100%. Now it became tomei. Oh, but klisharis is mekadesh, likarei. So this milcha that sits in the klisharis, I can go put on the b'ber. Just like the klisharis and mekadesh are done, the klisharis and mekadesh are milcha. The problem is that if it never became kmasim shekitru b'kli, it never went into the original klisharis, then it doesn't start. So therefore, it's two separate sugyas. The Rambam talks about one sugya, klisharis mekadesh, but then the only problem is, the Rambam is not the dafka. When Rambam says klisharis mekadesh dam likore, he doesn't mean only dam, even a mincha, it would be mekadesh. If it was done correctly, the kmitza is done, put inside the klisharis, then that klisharis will be mekadesh, that mincha, just like it's mekadesh a dam, that's the Gemara Zvachim. But the Gemara Menachas is a whole separate question. The question is, come on Zar, and put in the klisharis, that's Kamasim Shlei Kitchu B'Kli. It's not a loy. Or maybe not. So the Gemara says, no, it's Kamasim Shlei Kitchu B'Kli. Kamasim Shlei Kitchu B'Kli. It's not even a carbon. It's nothing. So that's the case. Then maybe you can redo it. She says, no, Likare doesn't work, but the puzzle it is. The Kiddush Kli helped to make it puzzle. It's half of a fella. It's so correct. It's so beautiful. The whole sugya, two separate Gemaras. It acts as a stira, and that's where Rambam got it from, and Daf Samach Tes. Nothing more to say.
Just shechting the animal.
Just shechting the animal is klisharis, clearly. It makes a roilim mizbeach. We know that, right? The only one that's not roilim mizbeach is a roiva, the hanirba, all these other ones. But once the shechita was done, it's roilim mizbeach. But by mincha, Seth is right. By mincha, and by maybe that's what you meant to say, that the klisharis is a finishing off from the kmitza, and therefore, if you didn't put it to the klisharis, even though it was done by a zar, and the klisharis is mekadesh, but it never gets the kmitza going, which means it's not kmitza. It's like mincha shalem mekadesh b'kli. It doesn't start. Mashen came by shchita. It's already roil and mizbeach. Once the roil and mizbeach, the klisharis mekadesh. Anything roil and mizbeach.
Then how come the dam goes straight on the floor? You can't do it.
It what?
The klisharis is not really doing anything by dam.
It is though, because it is nishbach before. What's the halacha? If it's nishbach,
oh, you can take it off the floor.
Can you take it from the
asfenu? No.
You can't. Dam ma'afar, you come there. You can't do that. That's everything. There's other layers anyway on the emurim, but not on the dam. You asked me a question, what's the halacha? I didn't think about that. If the dam goes on the floor and then goes on the klisharis.
You could.
Why not? Klisharis from college to I don't know. That's the question. I don't know. I think he discussed that. I didn't. Well, now you're telling me out, and I'm remembering. I think he discussed that.
Well, why should that be? According to this, that's as far. Once something is a kosher carbon and it's roiling mizbech, so if I take it down and I put it inside the klisharis, it should be mekadesh it. You're right. You shouldn't put the chatchilah. But if I put it inside the klisharis, it should be mekadesh the dam, just like it's mekadesh any other dam. It's mekadesh the mincha. Maybe. I don't know.
Why does Rambam say ki ilu lonis kadesh klal?
Oh, because that's...
Based on this parish, it should be lonis kadesh klal.
Right, because... Okay, because at the end of the day, it went in the klisharis.
But it's as if he didn't put it in.
Right, because I'll tell you the reason why. Because the Tsar made the commitment and put in the klisharis. So what did he do wrong? Klisharis and mekadesh likarev every time. Yeah, but here the klisharis has to first make the kadesh. And since it was done by a Tsar, the commitment with the klisharis putting inside, he learned the kadesh klal.
One little thing is that the Rambam says dam.
The problem is the Rambam says dam. That's the only problem. Ram says that klisharis mekadesh dam likarev. Because it's not only dam. And he says clearly, he says, by the way, it should be in anything like that. Right. That's as far. I think it's a beautiful pshat. And he took two sugyas, put them all together in one thing, one clear mahalach in both sugyas, and that's why it's two separate sugyas, and that's why it's not a seer. Following? Yossi, you're with me? Okay. Next week, no seer. We'll continue after Pesach.